Hola, bienvenidos al podcast de Hola Spanish UK, a podcast for learning Spanish in a fun and dynamic way. Yo soy Daniela, and on today's episode we will learn the difference between por and para. ¿Están listos? ¡Vamos! Por and para are two prepositions that can be tricky when learning Spanish. Today, we will only focus on two ways on how to use them, and we will listen to some examples. We're keeping this episode shorter than normal to really focus on key information. But don't worry, because the following episode will be a bonus practice activity to keep improving your listening and comprehension skills. We use por to explain a cause. Let's think of because of or due to. For example, I learn Spanish because of my job. Aprendo español por mi trabajo. Let's listen to some examples using the preposition por in this way. Quiero trabajar en esta empresa por el salario. Vamos a España por mi familia. Estudiamos inglés por nuestro trabajo. ¿Quieres viajar por diversión? Laura lee muchos libros por interés. We use para to explain a purpose. Let's think of in order to. Another tip is that most of the time we use para followed by a verb in infinitive, which means not conjugated, explaining we are doing something to achieve a goal or objective. For example, I study Spanish to visit Latin America one day. Estudio español para visitar Latinoamérica algún día. Let's listen to some examples using the preposition para in this way. Quiero trabajar en esta empresa para tener un mejor salario. Vamos a París para visitar los museos. Estudiamos inglés para tener mejores notas. He comprado un libro para leer. ¿Necesitas dinero para ir de viaje? ¡Buen trabajo! I hope you enjoyed this episode and found it useful to differentiate between por and para. Remember that our next episode will be a bonus practice activity using what we learned today. Follow us on Instagram at Hola Spanish UK to learn more phrases, words, and what's going on with Hola Spanish UK. You can also request a topic you'd like to listen to and practice. And of course, follow us here on the podcast to make the most of learning Spanish. That's all for today. See you next time. Adios!